Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Something stood out to me this morning. Sam Cosmi is a, I'd say, fan favorite, as much as a guard can be a fan favorite. Second round draft pick a couple years ago. Going into the last year of his rookie deal. First 2 years for Cosmi, up and down, dealt with a lot of injuries. They're trying to play him at tackle. Last year they moved him inside, played him at guard. He thrived. He was also able to stay healthy. Today, speaking at the podium, Dan Quinn went out of his – he was asked, you know, what players have been impressing you, and he brought up Cosmi specifically. You know who's paying attention to that is Sam Cosmi's agent. You're seeing a lot of deals get done around the league right now. Like, look at New England. I mean, they're just re-signing everybody they got. But I'm curious with Cosmi. I think a lot of people are like, oh, get it done. With an extension like that, you might be able to get that done into the season. Maybe his agents won't want to talk once the season starts because they're that much closer to free agency. My thought on a Cosmi deal, you'd like to get it done. Adam Peters, coming from San Francisco, has – I mean, that's an organization that re-signed their own guys pretty regularly. And I would feel relatively optimistic that it gets done. I don't know that it has to happen in August is all I'm saying. Like, it could happen. If you look at sometimes these deals get done the first week of the season. I want to say Johns was right before training camp, but hardly a time crunch in like a, oh, it's not done yesterday, this thing might go sideways.
Well, how much are you thinking he's going to get? Because the top paid guard currently, I think, is Landon Dickerson. He's at 21. You got a couple guys at 20. Quentin Nelson's at 20. You got Lindstrom just over 20, 20 and a half. You got Robert Hunt just got signed in the offseason at 20. You thinking somewhere in that range? I mean, he's been looking really good out here at camp. Like, I think he's had some good reps against Allen and Payne, which is the best you got. And he's looking more and more comfortable at guard. And last year was a real standout year. Are you thinking he's going to get top of the market type money? Because I would think you're going to have to go probably in that area.
Probably, honestly. And I think as offenses have shifted to, you know, quicker pass games. Interior pressure has become, if you look at the money they're paying D tackles that can rush the passer, you know, you look at Quinton Williams, you look at Dexter Lawrence, like you look at John and Duran. The interior pass blocking has become vital, and that's a guy that can do that for you. And if you look at cap space, I mean,
they've got it.
They've got it. It's kind of crazy that the Niners are technically the team with the most cap space this year.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much all driven by Purdy on a rookie deal. But the Commanders right now are at about a little under $40 million in space. They can get it done. I think that this group probably wanted to see Cosme a little on their own. And, I mean, dude, if you're Sam Cosme and you've got Quinton Williams next week, probably, like, in some capacity, you're going to get some work against him. That'll be pretty damn interesting. And I think it's certainly possible a Cosme deal gets done before October.
Well, and to your point, it's what? Quinton Williams with the Jets and then Christian Wilkins down there?
No, he signed with Vegas.
Yeah, that's right. He went to Vegas. But either way, I mean, you look at those joint practices, and maybe that's something they're looking at. But I think your point is correct. Like, they hadn't really seen him up close, and he really only played the one full year at guard. So now you get to see him at work with John Allen and Daron Payne. And really, I mean, there's not many better duos in the NFL than that anyway. So you get to see him at practice, see how he's doing against these guys, and he's held his own. And, you know, you go into a off season next year, if you're not able to keep him, like, you got a lot more questions on the O-line. When you can solidify Cosme, you got Biadasz. If Coleman continues to play well, then you're looking at an offensive line that was a big question mark going into this year. And if those guys are all solidified, you're looking at a much better strength of that offensive line going into next year.
Right. I'm with you. They have an opportunity. I mean, to me, the O-line, if Coleman hits, and Dan Quinn today talked about Coleman, I mean, just the eye test. It's interesting, as we were leaving the field, I said this to Ant. I think you were standing there. Like, when you look at Coleman next to the other offensive linemen, he does look like a guard. Because, I mean, Cosme's taller than him. Wiley is taller than him. And I mean, when he stands with the offensive line group, it's the listings versus the size of those dudes. But I think the tackle position is so... The footwork is arguably what's most important, unless you're just a true monster of a human like a Jonathan Ogden or a Joe Jacoby or something. Like, if you have good feet, it makes all the difference in the world, because Trent Williams, not the biggest tackle in the NFL, but he's got – I remember – I mean, I've watched Trent practice so many times, and 6'5", 320, but he's got – Like, I watched the Olympics last night, and the balance beam is so bananas. What these women are doing on the balance beam, and it's 4 inches wide, and how they can, like, hold their body up with their big toe. Like, that's the kind of stuff Trent could do. Like, his feet and his balance are just so phenomenal. And I think that's what they're hoping to see. It reminds me of Moneyball, like, when you read that book, and they're all about, Billy Beane and that crew is all about trying to figure something out with a guy you know can play, but maybe doing something different. And so, yeah, like, conventional wisdom, conventional scouting, you look at Brandon Coleman, you're like, all right, that's a guard. But when you realize he can play tackle, and then you look at the RAS scores, and you look at all the tape from multiple years at TCU playing multiple positions, you don't know if it's going to work. Obviously, Jaden working is the most important thing, but if you get your left tackle of the future on a third-round deal, that is immense value.
Yeah, and I'm interested to see what he looks like when you go out for those joint practices,
yeah,
with the Jets. Because, you know, if there's a position that maybe doesn't have any star power for Washington, you know, it is that edge rusher position. Like, Dorrance Armstrong's a solid player. Dante Fowler, Cleveland Farrell, like, those are solid guys, but there's no real standouts. Whereas you go up and take on the Jets, and they've got a couple of first-round picks up there that'll go against him. And just something that's different, a different look. You get accustomed to going against the same guys every day. You know their moves and whatnot. So I'm interested to see how he does up there, because it's to your point. Like, if they can have a guy that they drafted in the third round step in and be their left tackle, and he doesn't even have to be spectacular right away, but if he can just be a solid left tackle that you got in the third round, you got to feel really good about that value. And I think, you know, you're right. Maybe the size doesn't look like it, but he looks like a tackle. When you watch him out on the field, he looks fine. I've never seen him just look, you know, completely out of place. And I think that speaks more to how he's been doing versus, you know, seeing him dominate one-on-ones.
Well, dude, and part of that, to your point, is also why I want to see this secondary against Rodgers. And I tweeted something out earlier, you know, that DQ, I think, is starting to feel somewhere between good and better about the secondary. And I think Aaron Rodgers will just present such a good idea if what we're seeing from a – it's easy for practice to look easy. Like, these guys have seen the same stuff for months. And then Rodgers, Garrett Wilson, who else did they sign? Mike Williams, I think.
Yeah, Mike
Williams.
Brees
Hall. Like, that's going to be a real test. And you haven't seen what they do. And I think it's going to be a really good test. And I feel bad in a way because fans – will be fired up for the preseason game. First time they get to see their guys. And, you know, it's always – like even last night, that Hall of Fame game, when you watch the uniforms come out and they're on a grass field, you get fired up. But I don't think you're going to see much at all in that preseason game unless you're really into Marcus Mariota and Tyrod for the Jets.
How much do you think Jaden will play, or is he going to play at all? Because I think he'll play, but very minimally. And if you're a fan wondering why they wouldn't do it, I mean, you look at joint practices, and there's just so much more you can control. You can get them into that perfect environment. It's not live, so you're not going to, you know, risk injury as much when it comes to the quarterbacks. And then the other thing is, like, you know how it is, JP, when you're playing in a preseason game, you don't know what situations you're going to get. Yeah, you want to see them go the length of the field, but if you want to work on red zone, there's no guarantee you're going to be in the red zone. So you can kind of work on those things in a joint practice. So I think you'll see him, but how much do you think we'll see of Jaden?
In that preseason game?
Yeah.
None.
You don't think he'll play at all?
I don't. Yeah. Maybe a series or two.
Yeah, a series or two I would think makes some sense.
I think a lot of it will depend how Thursday goes. If the practice, if Quinnen Williams and the Jets D-line is just kicking down the doors against Washington, I wouldn't put him out there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.